There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 21st, 2021. Moderna said a booster of its vaccine looks like it protects against Omicron in lab testing, and this current version of the shot can still be a first line of defense against Omicron. With Omicron spreading as fast as it is, the company didn't see where there would be time to develop an Omicron-specific vaccine. A win for Novavax. The EU gave the go-ahead to its vaccine for use in the 27-nation bloc, making it the fifth approved COVID vaccine. It's two doses, and right now it's only for people 18 and older. If you don't like new things, this is a protein vaccine that uses older technology that's been around for years. Novavax is currently testing how its vaccine holds up against Omicron. Few are denying Omicron is a rapid spreader, highly contagious. In very short order, it's become the dominant version of the coronavirus in the U.S., accounting for 73% of new infections last week. That's almost a six-fold increase in Omicron's share. Consider that you only started hearing about it as recently as November 26th. The President of the United States was at risk of joining our celebrity infections list. He was exposed to a staff member who recently tested positive, around them for about half an hour on Air Force One going from Philadelphia to South Carolina. The staff member was fully vaccinated and boosted. The President took an antigen test Sunday and a PCR test Monday, and both were negative. It's been 2 years. How are scientists and health officials in the U.S. doing at gathering accurate and timely data that helps inform policy? Terrible. Politico talked to more than a dozen state and federal officials involved in case tracking, whose comments ranged from it being particularly galling to a horrible job to it's embarrassing. In fact, since other Western countries do it significantly better, the U.S. administration has relied on international sources for the last 8 months. In the United States, cases were up 21%, deaths are up 9%, and hospitalizations are up 16% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Michigan, Arizona, Alaska, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. There are 10,511,784 active cases in the United States. The five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Connecticut up 71%, Washington, D.C. 66%, Rhode Island 61%, New Jersey 60%, and North Carolina 54%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Tompkins, New York; Pike, Illinois; Cuyahoga, Ohio; Winona, Minnesota; Clay, Illinois; Pope, Minnesota; Fayette, Indiana; Greene, Illinois; Piatt, Illinois; and Jefferson, Indiana. There have been at least 807,945 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 76.5%, Rhode Island at 75.6%, and Maine unchanged at 75.1%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Idaho unchanged at 45.8%, Wyoming unchanged at 47%, and Alabama unchanged at 47.2%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 61.4%. Globally, cases were up 4% and deaths down 10% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are once again over 23 million active cases around the world, at 23,058,341. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 143,530; The UK, 91,743. Russia, 27,022. Spain, 26,568. And Germany, 21,710. There have been at least 5,360,383 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.